Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Bucky and Sully Show. I'm Bucky Gleason. I'm here with Jerry Sullivan, who is back from Southern California. We have Bobby Rosati diddling the knobs. Jonah Bronstein, he's having some technical difficulties right now with Facebook Live, but
he can
get up in order.
I think it's got to be the internet.
It could be.
Because it's probably just, my phone just says I'm connected, and you know how that always is.
Speaking of disconnections, it's an easy segue, Sully.
I'm feeling jet lagged.
Go ahead.
All of a sudden.
I'll just let you go.
What am I supposed to say? I mean, I've been through this for 16, what is it, 17-year drought going on 18? I felt, and you heard me on TV, I felt by game time I was really against this move and felt I had middled it too much during the week. And then we did try to go out of our way, I think, in Buffalo to understand it. While people on the outside were going crazy. I think
I understood it.
I think the national media is too kind to Tyrod. They don't understand what we do from watching him all the time, how limited he is. But on the other hand, he has helped them win. They were 5-4. They were in the playoff race. So now I'm really convinced they don't care if they make the playoffs. There's no other explanation. I don't believe he felt Peterman gave him the better chance to win. Even if he's been great in practice, there was no reason to believe it. There's no rationale. To me, it's always Buffalo. Who's the only team that took out their starting quarterback when they were going into a playoff? Them, with Flutie. Who's the only team that's had two coaches walk away from a jobs that are worth $1 million? The Bills. It's always the Bills that do these things, and we're sitting here trying to rationalize it, and sometimes maybe we'd be better to be on the outside and say, what? What are you thinking? And then the kid goes out there, and he craps all over himself. Well, yeah, this wasn't against the third stringers from Detroit in August, and it wasn't mop-up against the Saints. He was not ready for the situation. Now you could say, no one knew he'd be that bad. That's not the point. The point is, it was a wrong, colossal mistake to put him out there.
Yeah, I mean, it backfired, and I wrote that. Now, you said in today's paper, Sully, that, you know, you got to put Taylor right back in there.
Yeah.
Why?
Unless you don't care about your team.
Well, yeah, I mean, if they're not going to make the playoffs, why would you put Taylor back in there?
They're tied for the last playoff spot. I know what you're saying. I don't think
I just got done writing saying that they should stay with Peterman because I don't believe in this team.
Okay, I see your point. I do see your point. And maybe I'm too sympathetic to the players in that room, like Wood and Williams, Lorenzo Alexander, McCoy, guys I've talked to, I've come to admire, that are trying to make the playoffs. They might not care. If they cared so much, they wouldn't have traded Darius. They wouldn't have traded Darby and Watkins. They clearly, while they're trying to win now, and it was amazing they got to 5-2, they're looking to the future. They're looking to the draft. I think it's perfectly feasible that Bean might have said, look, we need a quarterback, and we're 5-4. We have to lose games. If that sounds like conspiracy,
that's
the other thing in Buffalo. Really, you're naive if you think the owner made the Rob Johnson decision.
Right?
You don't think Pagula's sitting there? And I said in here last week on one of these shows, I wouldn't be surprised if Pagula said, I don't want Tyrod to be on the field for the Pats game. We got 3 straight home games in December. My fans are clamoring for Peterman. I want Peterman. That might have happened.
Jeez.
I didn't get the sense that it did when talking to McDermott again. I mean, not that McDermott's going to go throw his own owners under the bus. You know, he's not going to do that. And again, he said he spoke with Rick Dennison. He spoke with Brandon Bean, the GM. And then he made a decision, and then he told the Pagulas. And he said the Pagulas that support him. Now, of course, he's going to say those things about his owner. He's not going to get in trouble with his own owner. But in past cases, I think that the ownership, the Pagulas, did get in the way of certain decisions. They did it with the Sabres, for sure. There's no question that they did that. I think that they did it at times with the Bills, where they weren't letting football people make football decisions. Greg Roman comes to mind last year. I don't think that was the case this time. I don't. I think McDermott made the call, and you know, he ate it today. There's no question about it. But I understood the move to a degree, and that is, let me backtrack. I understood the move. I agreed with the move to go with Peterman because if they were going to throw him into a game, it was going to be now against the Chargers, who they thought was the best team, or they thought the easiest team to beat. Now, that was an insult to the Chargers, as we learned. But if he doesn't go in against the Chargers and they lose, people are clamoring now for Peterman going into Kansas City at Arrowhead. Tough game. if Taylor plays that game, the Charger game and the Chiefs game, and they lose that one, now you're going to have people clamoring for Peterman going in to the New England game, which is not a good situation. I think that they saw Tyrod's ceiling. They weren't all that concerned with the results this year because it was never really about this year.
I agree with that. That's the most feasible explanation. Again, and how as I asked Tyrod after the game, when do leaders go in there and stand up for yourselves and say, this can't be. We have to go back to our guy. If they just say, hey, sorry, we'll trade you too. I'm convinced now almost none of these guys are going to be here. They don't care about Kyle Williams, Lorenzo Alexander, Eric Wood. They don't want these guys.
They care about Eric Wood. They just signed him to an extension.
They want all their own guys. They still could move on from Wood. I don't understand that. I mean, we give them too much credit. I didn't give him credit when he came in here. He wasn't Rex Ryan. Big deal. It's been very inconsistent what they've done here. And we want to make them out to be like, just because they're competent and like other guys in the league, that they're superior. They're just guys. Guys trying to figure it out the first time, just like Phil Housley, and they're inconsistent about what they're doing here. I said from the start, and they created their own problem here by bringing Taylor back. They should not have brought Taylor back. I would have respected him more if he didn't. If you don't want to have him here, and he had hit his ceiling last year. You need more film on Tyrod Taylor?
Right.
It couldn't have been clearer what he was from the last 2 years. 32nd in three and outs 1 year, 26th the next, 31st in passing. That you really want that? You need more. You need to experiment more with that. I didn't get it. And they brought him back, and they created this problem.
Well,
the problem being they were better than they expected to be.
Well, now you have a situation, though, where you have people, including you, saying, well, they don't have a choice but to put Taylor back in now. And I'm saying that they do have a choice. In fact, if anything, they don't have a choice but to stay with Peterman, to stay with the kid. Because if you look at all the facets of this team, their defense has been atrocious. Their running game has been inconsistent at best, although it was pretty good yesterday early. And McCoy was having a good game. They were opening up some holes before the game got away from him. If you look at turnovers, forcing turnovers and giving the ball away and all that stuff, the last 3 weeks, I mean, that told me that they're actually closer to a below average team than a 5-5 team. They're closer to 2-5 than they are 5-2, which is what they were when this started. Right. So to me, you have to go. It's not that you have to go back to Taylor. You have to go back to Peterman. You have to stay with the kid.
Right.
Because Taylor doesn't do anything for you. You're not going to keep him beyond next year. You're not going to pay the guy $18 million. Even if you get into the playoffs, you're not going to go anywhere in the playoffs. And getting to the playoffs, according to them, was never the goal. The goal was building something that they could sustain. It wasn't making the playoffs 1 year. So to me, they don't have a choice but to play Nathan Peterman. It's not about Taylor now.
Look, Buggy, I can't wait to read your column because it's the opposite of my opinion, but it's a great opinion. It's defensible and it's closest to the truth. My opinion is you respect the guys in your locker room. You go try to make the playoffs. You owe it to your team, and you're saying they don't. The fans are all over the place. If I were a fan, I wouldn't have wanted Taylor back. I would have wanted to go 2-14. I would have wanted a high pick. I don't want to be counting on taking three of these draft picks and flipping them to try and go get Rosen or one of these quarterbacks. I want to pick second or third and then use the other picks to fill in at the 17 other positions they're deficient at. That's what a lot of people haven't been honest about, is how bad this team is. And every year during the drought, I look at them in the second half of the season and say, wow, they were 5-3 or something, but right now they're one of the worst six teams in the league. With Peterman on the field yesterday, I was arguing, of course, in the box with some of our writers. I said, this is the worst team in the league with Peterman at quarterback.
That could be.
A team that gives up 135 points in 3 weeks can't be the worst team in the league. You want to talk about the Browns? The Browns have a much better defense than the Bills right now. They're losing games close. Then what are you talking about? The Giants just won two in a row. And that's where your argument makes sense. Put Peterman on the field, be the worst team in the league, and finish 6-10 and get a higher draft pick. That's what I would want if I were the GM. What are you getting by 9-7 and 8-8? We've been here for 17 years, drafting 12th and getting people like Spiller and name a defensive back and Lee Evans and running backs. I mean, come on. I wish they'd had more guts, really. I gave him guts for making this decision. I wish he had had the guts to say, Tyrod, we're done with you. And he and Bean had said, let's go 0-16. And the hell with the people who think we should middle it. They middled it. They created their own problem.
Here's the thing that they have now, too, Sully, is, you know, because they have competing ideas of what the goal is. Not the Bills. I think Bean and McDermott are on the same page there. It's about building better, building something they can sustain. I believe that. I think that's what they're trying to do. But you have other people in the community and maybe in the media who are saying, all right, well, what's the goal? Is it to end the 17-year drought? Well, some people want that gone sooner than yesterday.
That, and you're saying, and I agree, that does nothing for you.
No.
I mean, again, get back to the things you've been saying for years about this Buffalo fan base that used to have high standards. When I got here, they made the playoffs every year, the Sabres, and people hated them with Phil Housley on the team because they never won a playoff series. It used to be understood for 9 of 11 years you went to the NFL playoffs. Now they're just dying to get in and be at 9-7 and get blown out in the first game, and that's the goal? No. The goal should be to build a Super Bowl team.
Right.
And all this happy talk about how wonderful the locker room feels and all that chemistry, that's crap. It means nothing.
It means nothing now.
That doesn't build anything. You know what builds? Draft picks. Good draft picks is what builds a team.
It means nothing now, but you know, I'll go back to what I was saying a month ago. There did, to me, seem to be something different. Now, I had, you know, I talked about instincts or whatever. Those things I tend to rely on heavily, and they usually lead me in the right direction. And I think that they were this year. And then something changed, whether it was talent, whether it was, you know, they weren't able to come back from a little adversity in New York when they got, you know, their rear ends handed to them before a national TV audience. I just thought it was it's just a blip. It was nothing. But it ended up being something big. And all their flaws were exposed. And it was about throwing eight men in the box and stopping the running game. It was about getting the Bills off the field as soon as they could. And that's why I think McDermott went with Peterman. He thought that maybe the kid could extend some drives. Was he looking for lightning in a bottle? I think he was just looking for somebody that could be efficient. And he wasn't seeing that from Taylor. He saw Taylor maxing out at, you know, at 18 for 26 for 166 yards and a touchdown. And it wasn't enough for them.
I don't
buy
it.
So they wanted to look. They wanted to take a longer look while they could. And here's the other thing, too, Sully. You can say, well, I'm not saying you personally, anybody out there, can say, well, why don't they just wait until they're mathematically eliminated? It's going to be another four or five weeks before they're mathematically eliminated, even though the reality is that they're not very good. 13. So then you've wasted 5-6 weeks not developing right. Peterman.
13 of the 16 teams in the AFC are within one game of the playoff spot or above. That's amazing. That's like baseball.
And it's switching every week, so, rapidly.
They could finish 13th. It's probably their... After all this, they'll be the 13th team, and then they'll pick 8th, and they'll be happy secretly about that.
So you would expect the Bills to be one of the teams, one of 8 teams. I guess 7 are just out of the playoffs. The Bills are in the playoffs right now. If you're expecting the Bills to beat the other 8 teams, I think you're asking for a lot. That's what
right. It's more likely that they will lose out to – they'll finish below all of them. They're not as good as the Chargers. They're not as good as Cincinnati, which we found out in Cincinnati. They might be better. They're not as good as the Jets. They got blown out by the Jets.
Right.
That's right. They're better than Denver. Houston doesn't have the quarterback. It's still probably not as good as Houston.
Indy. Although I don't. That's not one of your teams. But
right. Well, watch them.
That's a team
watch
that remains on
here.
The schedule.
They've won games and they've
I think they're better than Miami.
Let's hope so.
I'll give them that.
I don't think they win in Miami.
Yeah, Miami's a
by the end
disaster.
Of the year on New Year's Eve, they're going to win in Miami. I mean, I said this about Ralph many times. You order them to put the backups on the field on New Year's Eve if they're out of it.
Yeah.
Because over the years, that has cost you. One win has cost you, for example, Cam Newton, if you still like Cam Newton. And we were writing about how heroic they are, winning in the snow to get to 5-11. I'm so sick of that stuff. I've been at this too long. Get a high pick.
Yeah. My 5-11 is still holding up, by the way.
I think you're 5-11.
I can't believe it. I cannot believe it. That was one of my notes I wrote down to ask you. I was like, that is the main thing I wanted to know. And Jerry, obviously you're one off, but still.
They're more of a 4-12 team than a 9-7 team in reality.
Right. So, I mean, I don't know. And McDermott, he really didn't give any hints today. I didn't expect him to about who was going to play quarterback against the Chiefs. I think he tried not to. There were a couple of guys there. I was one of them who walked away saying, I think they're going to go back to the kid. I do.
Twitter thought that, too.
Nothing would surprise me with this guy.
Is that what Twitter? Is that what the Twitter, I mean, overall Twitter feel was? I didn't.
My Twitter feel, at least. Jonah? You're usually on the pulse.
Yeah, I wasn't even listening to what you were saying.
Oh, Twitter. What did you get Twitter feel? I felt like it was very...
I think people were having a little bit of fun with how much of a disaster it was. But, yeah, the fans are very down on this team. Like Bucky said, they could lose all these games.
They're expecting
a large segment of the fan base is preparing themselves for that.
What's funny is that a large segment of the fan base was screaming for Peterman.
Right.
Until halftime on Sunday and then made a U-turn.
Yeah.
It's like Marv said, you start listening to them, you end up sitting with them.
That's right.
But the difference is, right, exactly. The coaches should have known from practices that this guy wasn't ready. And the point I wanted to make earlier is I don't know how much it helps Peterman to put him back out there. His confidence has to be pretty low right now, and he might need a full offseason of getting ready to make his next NFL pass.
You know what? Why don't we address that when we come back from the break? It's a good point. It's something that I want to get into. So stay with us here on the Bucky and Sully Show.